News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
A total of $5 million has been allocated to complete rehabilitation of the Rudolph Elder Park in Morant Bay, St. Thomas, following works undertaken as part of Labor Day 2015 activities. Health Minister and Member of Parliament for the area, Dr. Fenton Ferguson, says the sum will be made available to the St. Thomas Parish Council. Speaking with GIS News at the park last Monday, Minister Ferguson said he has already started discussions with the National Health Fund, Culture Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund, and the Tourism Enhancement Fund towards further support for the park.
It is by our own definition an expected outcome to be our emancipation park in St. Thomas without the statue. So we are of the view from all indications, the initial design, that is going to be a fantastic project.
The design of the park was done by architect Kamu Kambui, who also designed Emancipation Park in Kingston. Work is expected to be completed in 2016. The government is seeking to reduce the misery level of patients who utilize public health services. The misery index of a patient is influenced by diagnostic services, the environment, efficiency, client satisfaction, and customer service. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says strategies are being put in place to improve client experience and customer service at all public health locations.
And we have a draft customer care policy now that will be going out for consultation with the associations, etc., because we also are saying to our health workers that we must be courteous, we must be compassionate in how we treat our patients, even as we appeal to our clients and our patients not to abuse our health workers.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a GIS think tank session last week. The company's Office of Jamaica, COJ, has implemented changes to the overall operation and use of the Security Interests in Personal Property SIP registry, this in order to better protect the information stored on the database.
Initially, anybody could go on the registry and do a public search. So you could go and do a search without having an account. So what the company's Office of Jamaica and the government of Jamaica, what they have done in order to balance the interest of the public and the ease of giving credit is to allow public searches, but this is done on a restricted basis. So persons will have to create an account before they can go on the registry to do a search.
Deputy Chief Executive Officer at COJ, Shelley Leon. She says the changes stemmed from recommendations and solutions put forward by several stakeholders, including customer interest groups. And the Agriculture Ministry is reporting that the Prairie Larceny Prevention Unit continues to reap success in its efforts to curtail farm theft. More than 130 stolen animals were recovered during a major operation conducted by the unit in Clarendon on May 25. Junior Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries Luther Buchanan says the unit has facilitated numerous investigations related to farm theft across the island since its establishment in March this year.
Success to date include arrest almost on a weekly basis. Between May 8, May 15, 2015, two operations were conducted in Clarendon where two alleged thieves were arrested. In the second operation in Clarendon, 21 persons were charged for different offenses. And additionally, operation was carried out over the Labor Day weekend, and over 50 cattle have so far been recovered.
The Prairie Larceny Prevention Unit falls under the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. However, its operations are executed under the direct responsibility of the officer in charge of all geographical divisions of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.